Alright, we are on the bottom of Saturday's ballot on the bait. Well, really, top of Saturday mouth. Let's just get a running start as usual from Saturday's ballot on the base. Three lines in the bottom. So the Gemara asked the question about, again, we're dealing with the issue of a man marrying his wife's sister. So the Gemara wants to know, but he also b'shchiva da'achosa midi de'havi a'isha shahalach ma'elim dinas yam. Why doesn't the original wife become forbidden, right? When a man's forbidden to be with a woman and her sister, right? So when he goes ahead and he does that, and he's already married to woman A, and then he goes ahead and he's together with her sister, maybe now the first, you know, woman A should become forbidden also. So Gemara said, no, lo dami, it's not the same thing. Why? Because ishto, meaning like midrabanan, we should be machmir on him. We should make a gzeira on him. The Gemara says, no, it's not the same. Why ishto debe mezid asir midaraisa? When it comes to ish, right? So the halacha is that if she would be with another man, be mezid, so she becomes forbidden to him midaraisa, right? Asur labal, asur labal. So bishogeg, when she marries Alpi Bezdin, right, and she didn't do enough research, etc. So then Gazri Be'erabonot, so then Chazal make a gzeir on her, right, to make sure that she does, she's really, really careful to check. But that's because if she would do a B'mezid, it should be Nisid Daraisa. But Achos Isha, the B'mezid lo Asira Midaraisa, right, but when it comes to Achos Isha, where even if the man would decide on his own and do it on purpose to marry his wife's sister, knowing that his wife is still alive, still, the first wife wouldn't be asked to him either, right? So b'shogeg lo gazer be'erabonot. So then the chazal don't make a gezerah. Right? You only make a gezerah when, you know, there's some when midaraisa is some type of issue here. So that's why we don't make the two cases are not comparable, and that's why even by, you know, the case of when she's nisi salpi bezdin, right, when she thinks her husband passed away and there was one aid, etc., when he shows up, she's forbidden to him. When it comes to the other opposite case, when the woman herself goes away and the man marries her sister, thinking that his wife died and she returns, he's allowed to go back to his original wife. He can go back to his original wife. Fine. The Gemara says, continuing now, how do you know? How do you know it's true? How do you know that midaraisa, that we don't, she's not forbidden to her, to that in the case of the sisters, that the original wife is taka forbidden to her original husband afterwards? The sanya, could be learned in the brisa, osa shchivasa osarsa, ve'ein shchivas achosa osarsa. The pasuk says osa, Rashi says osa shvashachav ish osa. Right, the point is that when the man is together with a woman, it's not his wife. So what happens in that case? It says osa, she, right, it's being with her that makes her forbidden, but not her. Right, meaning that she did the iser, right? She went ahead and she was with the man, it's not her husband, so that makes her forbidden. But the fact that her sister went ahead and did something that she wasn't supposed to do, that doesn't forbid woman A, because woman B, who is a sister, went ahead and did something by iser. Why? And why is this drasha necessary? Sheyachol, because I might have thought I could have made a kavachomer. Sheyachol v'halo dinu, I could have said a kavachomer. I mean, the word says "v'halo dinhu." Dinhu means it's a kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Uma b'makom shabal. And we're going to see the Gemara's going to talk about what's called an iser kal and an iser chomer. And we're going to see how we define iser kal and iser chomer. We might have thought it's kal less serious and chomer is more serious. It may not be exactly how the Gemara reads it, and the Gemara's actually going to deal with that later on in the daf. That is a question, but let's just see what it says for now. We'll explain it based on where we are. So. Uma b'makom shabal iser kal nesar ha'oser. In a situation which is an iser kal, right, not as serious an iser, so ne'esar ha'oser, the person who asered becomes aser. Okay, so makom shabal iser chamor eino din she'nesar ha'oser. Then, in a more serious case, shouldn't also the one who asered, the one who created the iser, become the one who's aser? So look at Rashi. Makom Shabal Isser Kal, says Rashi, what's the Isser Kal? A common Mokim La, later on the Gemara is going to explain what that case is a case of Eish Zish, meaning a woman who is married and is with a man who is not her husband. So in that case, what happens? Look at, before we read the next line of Rashi, look at the next Rashi. Nesar Ha Oser, Nesar Ba Baila Ha Osra La Acherim. right? In general, her husband, right? When a woman gets married, what happens? When he says, Hariyat Mekadesh Li Batabatsu Kadash Moshe Yisrael, what happens? Immediately, this woman becomes forbidden to the whole world, right? So the Oser is the man who makes her forbidden to everybody else, right? So the man who makes her, who's the Oser, he asers her to everyone, Nesar, he becomes forbidden to her, right? So she's an Ishish, she's married, right? She's married to a man. When she goes out and she's with another man, so then the one who was originally asered her, the one who had made that relationship forbidden in the first place by marrying her, becomes aser, right? Nesar ha Oser, right? So that's an Isser Kal. So now go back to the first Rashi, to that Rashi before. Rashi is Vamai Karila Isser Kal. Why are you calling it Isser Kal? She'ein ha Osra Koyamav. Sharei Heter Yesh Beget. Meaning this husband who's the Oser, and he's the one who makes her forbidden forever, makes her forbidden to other men, right? She's asur to everybody else in the world. That's not forever, right? He is the power. You usually think of Ish is just like that's the worst thing there is. It's horrible. But the point is that the power of the Oser, of the husband, is not quite as powerful. Why? Because there's a way out of that Isra to the whole world if they get divorced. If they get divorced, now he's only an Oser as long as he doesn't give her a get. Right, so the get is the exit, you know, the exit from that Oser. Okay, so in the situation of an Isser Kal, where the one who asered her doesn't aser her so powerfully in the sense that there is a way out of it, it's not permanent, right? And nevertheless, when she goes ahead and is with another man who her husband had made her aser to, now he becomes aser to her, right? So now look back at Rashi, Makom Shabal Isser Chamor Kegon Achos Ishto. She ishto oseres esachosa koyameha. Right, what happens? When woman A gets married to the man, to this man, what happens? Woman B is now forbidden to him as long as woman A is alive. Right? In theory, a much longer time. Right? And there's no way out. There's no halachic way out except for the natural order of the world, that woman A dies. Right? But there's no other way out of it. Right? So that's more chamor in that sense. Right? And what happens in that case? Eino din shenasar oser, right? Sheteasar ishto ha oseres esachosa lekach neamar osa, right? Meaning, I might have thought, who's the oser in this case? Woman A, right? Woman A actually asers woman B to this man. When woman A marries Reuven, so woman B is forbidden to Reuven. Why? Because of woman A. So when you might have said, in the case of, right? What doesn't happen when Reuven goes and marries and is together with woman B, it doesn't forbid Eino Nesar HaOser, right? The woman who is the cause of the Isser, woman A, doesn't become forbidden to her husband, right? So the possible Kal V'Chomer here is as follows, right? When it comes to Ishes Ish, with the Isser that the Oser, the husband, puts in place is not as, you know, permanent, at least, let's call it, right? Because she could at some point get out of it. Nevertheless, when she goes ahead and she's with another man, she becomes forbidden to the Oser. Right? The Oser becomes Usser. Right? The man who's causing the restrictions himself becomes Usser to her. Right? So I might think that in a situation where it's even a stronger Oser, woman one, who forbids her sister from being with Reuven forever, or as long as she's alive, let's say, right? So I might think that once he goes and he's with woman B, Nesar HaOser. So woman A should become forbidden to her husband. And because I might have thought that, I need the pasuk to say, no, Osa Shchivas Osarsa, Vein Shchivas Osarsa. Right? Something that she does, not something that someone else does, is going to forbid. Fine. So that's why I need that drasha to make that clear that's not what happens. Okay. So continues the Gemara as follows. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. No nechleku b'shamay b'shilel b'ba al chamoso. B'ba al chamoso sheposel es ishto. Ama nechleku b'ba al achos ishto. So Rebbe says there's no machlokes b'shamay b'shilel when it comes to a man who has tashmish with his mother-in-law. Okay? Then he's married to a woman and he has tashmish with his mother-in-law, which is nisa d'oraisa, right? A woman and her daughter. Person forbidden to be married to a woman and her daughter. So he's together with the mother-in-law. Everyone agrees. Sheposel shishto. Okay, so according to Rebbe Yehuda, if a man be together with his mother-in-law, it would actually passel also his wife. his wife would have to leave him also. Okay, and there's no machlokas. There's no machlokas b'shem ma'isil in that case. Everyone agrees. What is the machlokas? The machlokas is baal achos ishto. The case we've been talking about when he's woman A is married to Reuven and Reuven goes and has tash with Reuven with woman B. She beishame omrim posel or beishala omrim leino posel, lo posel. So beishame says etaka makes woman A forbidden and beishala says it doesn't make her forbidden. So Amram Yosi and Ruth says no. Lo lechu beishame beishalel bebaal achos ishto shelo posel is ishto. Now, they both agree that in the case of Achas Ishto, woman A is never forbidden. They agree that. Reuven's with woman B, woman A is never does not become forbidden to her husband. What's the machlokas? Bebaal chamosa. The machlokas is talk about the case of a man together with his mother-in-law. Shebeshame omrim posel, beshil omrim lo posel. Beshame says that passels the wife herself, and beshil says it doesn't passel. Why and what's the rationale here? Lefi shebetchila hu mutter b'chol anashim shebaolam, v'hi muteres b'chol anashim shebaolam. Because what's the process here, right? What happens when people get married? Originally, right, he's allowed to marry any woman in the world, and his wife is, and the woman who becomes his wife is originally before they're married permitted to marry any man in the world. Kidsha, who, right, when he marries her, right? Kidsha, when they get married, they do Kiddushin. Hu Osra Vi Asarto. Right? He forbids her to the whole world. Vihi Asarto. And she forbids him to who? To her Krovim. Right? To anyone related to her, her mother, her sister, etc. Miruba Isra Sha Asra Mi Isra Sha Asartu. Right? And the number of people that he asers to her is larger than the number of people that she asers for him, right? Shehu asra b'chol anashim shebaolam, because he asers to the whole world, anyone else for him, v'hi lo asartu ela b'krovoseh. Right, and she only forbids him to his krovin, right? So the process here is, you know, not totally balanced, right? They each aser each other to people, but he asers to the whole world, and she asers him to his, she asers him to her krovin. Look at Rashi for a second. So Rashi's going to explain what's going on here, right? So Rashi says lefisha betchila. So Rashi says Rabbi Yosi mefarish taima delo nechgu al achos ishta. Right? He's trying to explain why, you know, why is the Beisil Beishami agree by the case of achos isha that he, that their marriage doesn't that the marriage of woman A in Reuven doesn't disintegrate. Why? So it says Rashi says betchila ad shlo kidesh ishto hu osra al kol adam vehi osar so bekrovaseha. Right? And the whole process here. So the point being that there's an imbalance here in terms of, you know, who is forbidden to whom. So he continues the explanation. So v'halo dinu, and I might have said, and I would say a kav v'chomer. What's a kav v'chomer? Mahu sha'asra b'chol anashim sheba olam shkagab. So he who forbade her to all men in the world shkagab be'asra la. Right. The point is at this point, right, that he asks her to the whole world, right, and when she makes a mistake, right, she does a bishogeg, right. For example, she marries Api Bezdin, right. In that case, right. So what happens? She does not become forbidden, right. Ainan Naseres b'mutala. She doesn't become forbidden to those she was permitted to originally, her husband. He shalo asartu ela b'krovoseha, and she who forbade him only to her krovim shagag b'iser ba'asarlo eno din shalo nesarlo b'mutarlo. Right. So the point being, she's forbidden to the whole world, right? And she makes a mistake. What do we say? You can go back, right? So he who's only who's only forbidden to her krovim, when he makes a mistake, for sure he should be able to go back there. Right, and that's why Beis Hillel Beis Shammai don't argue, because it seems obvious in a certain sense. It's a kav v'chomer that makes sense that the two of them that they're not parallel. So if it's true the case that here's where we treat his case more chomer, right? The issue is more chomer. But if in that case we allow her to come back, so then the case of Achaz Ishto where his Isser was only to her krovim, it makes sense kav v'chomer that she should be allowed back to him. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.